From the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom Arise, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The city of Eunice, which had been virtually coronavirus-free, was hit with one last Friday when a Parks and Recreation employee tested positive for the COVID-19. When the results came back, the city closed its operations and sanitized each department. Eunice Mayor Billy Hobbs.
Whatever you need to do to be safe, and, you know, 6 foot, wash your hands, face mask, be safe out there. It's here, and you know, we just got to do what we got to do to live with it.
Roswell police are seeking information into an armed robbery that occurred last Thursday night around 11:30 p.m. at a residence in the 3100 block of Purdue. According to reports, an unidentified person held 3 men at gunpoint at that house and then stole a large sum of cash from one of those men. Anyone with information on this case should call Roswell police. 16-year-old Joseph Guadalupe Garcia and 21-year-old Michael L. Green, both of Roswell, were arrested and charged Tuesday in connection with a shooting homicide that occurred at a local Alsop's early Tuesday morning. Garcia was charged with second-degree murder, tampering with evidence, and unlawful possession of a handgun, and Green was charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor. 37-year-old Michael Crabtree of Roswell, a clerk at the store at West Pole and South Sunset Avenue, was gunned down after getting in a verbal confrontation outside the store. He later died at a local hospital. The homicide is the 6th in Roswell this year. 23-year-old Brianna Olivas of Dexter was arrested early Sunday morning after allegedly fleeing local law enforcement in a stolen van. According to police reports, a Dexter police officer spotted a van that had been reported stolen. When later questioned by authorities, Olivas denied stealing the van. She said that she fled police because she didn't trust anyone and because there were people who had been trying all week long to kill her. The city of Carlsbad has repealed and replaced its lodger's tax ordinance in accordance with House Bill 117. The updated ordinance went into effect on July the 1st following the City Council's June 9th approval. The new ordinance removes the previous exemption in which lodger's tax was not charged for stays longer than 30 days. The ordinance also provides additional clarifications in terms of defining temporary lodging. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arise.